On the live line with us is Scott Goree. He is the executive director of something unique to Cotati, the Cotati Accordion Festival coming up this weekend. And good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I mentioned a moment ago, I hope somebody's going to play Aretha on the accordion over the weekend during the festival, with her passing just an hour or so ago.
I knew that she was ill. I didn't know that she had passed. That'll be a challenge, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I have a feeling somebody's going to be able to do it in Cotati this weekend, and that will be a great tribute to her. It is uniquely Cotati, the accordion festival. Is it done anywhere else?
We don't have a sister accordion festival anywhere.
Okay.
There are different types of festivals around the world, but we're unique in the fact that we're a multicultural event that features all kinds of genres.
Yeah, there is all kinds of music in Cotati this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday, of course, at Plaza Park in Cotati. Where else could it be?
Yeah, we double the size of Cotati every year.
Yeah.
And we block off a couple of streets even, and we have six different stages, so it's spread around. We even go over to Friar Tuck's for the all-day Zydeco Festival dance party, and then we have the Polka Tent and the two main stages, and the apocalypse stage for the millennials. We like to say we have something for everybody there.
The apocalypse stage for the millennials. Is that saying something about millennials? Or?
Well, they're younger players that have introduced the accordion into their bands or their duos or whatnot. More of the indie style of music compared to a lot of the people on the main stages are world-class virtuosos. Don't get me wrong. It's fantastic talent from all over the world. We're bringing people in from Italy, Germany, and Finland this year. But we do have lots of different stages for lots of different styles, and people find something somewhere in our festival that piques their interest.
No question about it. So talk about what the festival costs and how do you actually enforce that? Because, of course, Plaza Park is out in the open.
Well, it is. Like I said, we do have a part of West Cotati Avenue and the back street behind the park closed off, and it's all surrounded by a fence.
There you go.
But we do have a free shuttle that will take people from the park and ride to a continuous loop to the festival and to the BART, the SMART station.
Yeah, we haven't gotten BART yet.
No, we haven't got BART yet, but we do have SMART, and SMART is free this weekend.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Their anniversary, so both days, all day, you can ride the SMART for free, get our free shuttle, and ride up to the gate, which is $19 at the gate for a one-day ticket.
And it's absolutely, it's a wonderful, and it gets written about and talked about all over the world, this particular accordion festival. And talk about the beginnings of it, if you can, for a minute, Scott.
The beginnings was Jim Bozio and Clifton Buck Kaufman. They wanted to bring, Clifton was part of the Sonoma County Arts Council at the time, and he wanted to bring an event to Cotati, as he lived in Cotati. And he was talking to Jim Bozio, and Bozio goes, I know so many people in the accordion world, I can make an accordion thing happen. And everybody thought that was
crazy.
There was a few people had their doubts, and the next thing you know, it's 28 years later, and we become a worldwide event.
Yes, it is, and there's a reason for it, for that, and it's because it does make such an impact, not only on Cotati, but the rest of the county and the rest of the accordion world, of course. It is an amazing lineup. I can understand why you can't fit all of the musicians on your poster for the accordion festival. There's too many of them.
Yes, like I said, we have so many different stages featuring the different styles.
Yeah.
The Polka Tent and the Zydeco Dance Party, and we even have a Friday event at Redwood Cafe where we have about four different players playing Friday. So we've expanded, and it's and then of course there's the 70 vendors of all kinds of foods, arts, crafts, accordions for sale, and whatnot. and the student stage for people that are interested in seeing what's going to the new people are doing over the Church of the Oaks. So we've expanded all over town with the festival.
Yes, it's getting bigger and bigger every year. It keeps increasing its footprint, and no wonder why. And the Accordion Festival going on Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night at Plaza La Plaza Park in Cotati. And Scott, no doubt it's going to be a big weekend. Enjoy it, and thanks for letting us know about it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. That is Executive Director Scott Goree of the Cotati Accordion Festival, Saturday and Sunday this weekend.